So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Eilu Nemarin B'chol Lashayin. The following mitzvahs kriya may be recited in all languages. Parsha Saita, the Kohen's words to the Saita and her responses before she drinks the Mayim HaMa'arim. Vidu Maiser, the psukim that are recited in the 4th and 7th year of the Shemitah cycle, in which he confirms that he distributed all the required maisers of the past 3 years. Kriya Shema, the mitzvah of reciting Shema. Ritzvila, the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Ubirchas HaMazon, the brachas of benching. Veshvua Sa'edis, the oath in which one affirms that he was not a witness to a certain event. Veshvua Sa'pekadin, an oath in which one denies having the claimant's property or owing him money. However, the Mishnah continues, Ve'elu Nemarim B'Lashon HaKodesh. The following mitzvah's kriya must be recited in Lashon HaKodesh only. Mikur Bikurim, the psukim that a person recites when he brings the first ripening fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'chalitza, the psukim that both the Yavim and Yavama recite during the Chalitza process. Brachas uklalis, the psukim of the brachas and klalis that were recited at Har Gerizim and Har Evel when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua. Birchas Kohanim, the psukim that the Kohanim recite during Birchas Kohanim. Ubirchas Kohen Gadol, the brachas that the Kohen Gadol recites after he completes the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Uparshas HaMelech, the passages the king reads at the gathering of Hakil. Uparshas Egla Rufa, the psukim that were recited during the Egla Rufa procedure. Umeshuach Mochama B'shosh Medaber Elohim, the psukim recited by the Kohen who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha for the purpose of preparing the soldiers for war. The Mishnah then elaborates on the sources for Be'elu Nemarin B'Lashon HaKodesh. These will be discussed in more detail with the Gemara in the later daf. The Gemara begins with the sources for Be'elu Nemarin B'chol Lashon, Parsha Saita B'chol Lashon, because the pasuk states, V'yishbiya Oysa HaKohen V'omar El Ha'isha, the Kohen speaks to the Saita, and as Rashi explains, Mashma Dvar M'shenichnasim B'liba B'chol Lashon Shishay Mas. The pasuk implies that she must understand his words, therefore it may be said in any language that she understands. The Gemara now cites a braisa which elaborates on the content of the Kohen's words to the Saita in addition to those mentioned in the pasuk. Mashmiyan eisa b'chol lashon shishamas, amahi sheisa, al iska kinu b'stira. The Kohen informs the Saita that she is compelled to drink the Mayim HaMa'arim because she acted improperly in secluding herself. Uva mahi sheisa, b'mekidah shel cheres, and that she will drink the water from a repulsive earthenware vessel. He continues, Aman nitmas al iske ischoik v'yaldus. It is frivolity that brought you to engage in immoral activities and sin, as Rashi explains, k'tili yaster es hanoshim shalo yikalu roishon. This statement is intended to frighten the other women, so that they refrain from frivolity. Uvamahi nitmas b'shegik oy v'meizid b'oynes oy v'rotzen v'kol kach lama shalo lo hitzi laz amayim hamorim. He also informs the Saita that the Mayim HaMa'arim take effect only if she sinned intentionally, but not if she sinned unintentionally, so that the power of the Mayim HaMa'arim would not be undermined if it does not take effect. The Gemara continues, Vidu Meiser B'chol Lashon, because there is a Gzeir Shav of the word Amira, as the Pasuk of Vidu Meiser states, V'amart lefnei Hashem lekecho bi'arte ha'kodesh min habayis, and the Pasuk regarding Saita states, V'omar el ha'isha, just as Parsha Saita is B'chol Lashon, so too Vidu Meiser is B'chol Lashon. The Gemara cites a braisa, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Adam Omer Shavachah b'kol namach, b'gunusa b'kol ram. A person should state his virtues in a low voice and his faults in a loud voice. Shavachah b'kol namach min vidui ha'maiser, as we see that vidui maiser, a shvach, is stated in a low voice, as Rashi explains, to like siv be'aniyah. And gunusa b'kol ram min mikra b'kurim. Mikra b'kurim, which mentions gunus, is stated in a loud voice, dech siv be'aniyah. The Gemara, however, asks from a braisa where Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, "Nemeima nitiknu tefila b'lachash, kadei shelo levayish es oira aveira." As Rashi adds, "Hamizvadim mitfilasim al aveira shabiyadam." The Chacham initiated to recite Shemoneh Esrei quietly, so as not to embarrass those who are confessing their sins. Shahari lecholak akasim mokem mechatas la'ila, as we see that the Torah did not differentiate in the locations of the shechita of a karban chatas and oila, so as not to embarrass those who bring a chatas for their sins. If so, why does one state genusei b'kol ram? The Gemara explains, Leitim genusei el emet tzairoi. One must state his suffering in a loud voice, as in Mikra Bikurim, which as Rashi explains, mentions the tzaris of Lavan and Mitzrayim, because kom yishe'ira b'idavar, tzarech lo'idia l'rabim v'rabim mevakshim alav rachamim. A person must inform the public of his suffering so that they will pray on his behalf. The Gemara now discusses Reb Shimon ben Yochai's proof that lechilik akasa makim minchatas la'ila. The Gemara explains that Chatas and Oil are similar only in where the Shechita was performed, because it is seen by all and will cause embarrassment. However, Chatas and Oil are different regarding Zrika, in that Dam Chatas Lamala Vadam Oil Lamata, the blood of the Chatas is applied to the upper part of the Mizbeach, while the blood of the Oil is thrown at the lower part of the Mizbeach, because Hasam Kain Hudiyada. This is only seen by the Kain, and there is no Busha. And they are also different regarding the behemoth's gender, in which Chatas Nekeva Oil Zachar. A chatas yachar is a female sheep, while an oil is a male sheep, because hasa mechasi ba'alya. This is not noticeable since it is concealed by the tail, and there's no busha. However, chatas to avoid this kachavim si'ira, a chatas for avoid the zara is a female goat, while an oil is a male goat, and it is not concealed by the tail, because hasa nichsef v'nezel, ki hechad nechapele. For the stringent sin of avoid the zara, his busha is necessary for his atonement. The Gemara continues, Kriya Shema B'chol Lashon, because the Pasuk states, Shema Yisrael, B'chol Lashon Shatu Shemea. The word Shema means to understand and teaches that Kriya Shema may be recited in any language that is understood. The Gemara now cites a brisa in which this is actually a machlokes. Kriya Shema K'ksava Divi Rebbe, B'chacham Ayman B'chol Lashon. Rebbe holds that Kriya Shema must be recited as it is written in the Torah in Lashon HaKadosh, while the Chacham holds that Kriya Shema can be recited in all languages. As the Gemara explains, they disagree in the understanding of the word Shema in the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, and the word Vahayu in the Pasuk Vahayu Hadvar Ma'ela. Rebbe holds Shema Lahashmila Aznacha Mashata Maitzmi Picha. The word Shema teaches that one must recite Shema audibly, so that he can hear what he is saying. And Vahayu Bahavayasn Yehu, the word Vahayu teaches that one must recite Shema only in Lashna Kodesh. And the superfluous letter Hey of Hadavarm teaches Shlei Krenu L'mafreya, that one may not recite Shema in reverse. The Chacham hold Shema b'chol lashon shatu shemea in any language, and they hold lo yishmila azna yatsa, that one fulfills the mitzvah of Shema even if he did not hear what he is saying. And v'hayu shlei krein l'mafreya, the word v'hayu teaches that one may not recite Shema in reverse, and dvarm hadvarm lo mashmal hu, they do not expand the letter hey separately.